the process for hearings under the statute is they file an appeal with the department, there's a preliminary hearing, and then the preliminary hearing, currently they provide mitigation if there's any, and if there is, the mitigation is not taken into consideration, and the department upholds the decision of the summary suspension or denial or revocation, then they can appeal to SOA. In 2019, when the department went through sunset, Senate Bill 616 pretty much did a revamping of the Regulatory Services Division, and the preliminary hearings process changed a bit. Previously, it was not under the APA, so no mitigation factors were taken into consideration when the preliminary hearing was conducted. When Senate Bill 616 revamped the private security program, regulatory services, they allowed the individual's preliminary hearing to fall under the APA. So at that time, individuals were able to provide mitigation. At the preliminary hearing, the department looked at the mitigation to determine whether or not they would allow the person to get licensed. Most respondents don't provide mitigation at the time, so generally the department upholds the decision and then they request a hearing before SOA. At that point, that's when the Office of Regulatory Counsel drafts a petition and represents the department at the State Office of Administrative Hearings in order to determine whether or not the individual should be licensed or not. So then once the hearing is conducted and the proposal for decision is issued, the determination of whether or not to uphold that PFD or issue the license to the individual is made by the Public Safety Commission. Now, when private security first came over to the department, it was the agency that was the private security, now became the private security, was had its own board. So when that agency was taken over by the department, the board kind of followed along with it and became the final determination of whether or not the individual would be licensed after the SOA hearing. When Senate Bill 616 revamped the Department Regulatory Services, they abolished the board and made the Public Safety Commission the final determiner of whether or not an individual could be licensed or not in the private security industry. And that's the same thing that happened with the motor vehicles. Prior to Senate Bill 616, the director of the Public Safety Commission was the one that actually made the final determination whether or not an individual will receive a motor vehicle inspector certification or station certification. So motor vehicles oversees the certification of motor vehicle inspectors and motor vehicle stations in the state of Texas. So anyone who, if you've ever had your car inspected, those individuals have to have a certification in order to perform inspections in the state of Texas. So every year when you do your state inspection, it's either a safety inspection, and if you, live in Travis County, it's the state safety inspection and the emissions inspection. So those individuals have to follow the rules and the department and the transportation code regarding the process of inspecting a vehicle in the state of Texas. So the transportation code, and I'm sorry, I'm not even advancing the slides, but the Texas Transportation Code, Chapter 548, is the governing authority for motor vehicles inspections in the state of Texas. So you're required to not only perform the safety inspections, but you are also required in the 17 counties that are emissions counties to perform an emissions inspection on a vehicle every year. So when an inspector or a station fails to properly inspect a vehicle, whether they don't do the proper full inspection on a vehicle, the department usually will send in someone to do a covert inspection. They come in with a vehicle, they go to the inspector to do the inspection, and if the inspector, and they're observing the inspector as the inspector is conducting the inspection to make sure that they're doing the inspection according to the rules and the Texas Transportation Code. And if they're not, then there is a violation of the Transportation Code and the department rules. The department can take action to suspend that individual's vehicle inspector certification. So at that point, when the department is taking action to suspend an individual, the Office of Regulatory Counsel conducts those hearings for on behalf of the Regulatory Services Division. And as I said before, those decisions that the the final orders that were issued by the department were signed by the Director of Public Safety. Now they are signed by the Public Safety Commission in all the cases that regard licensing of an individual.